Ah, yes. Now do you see why we have so much preaching so frequently and so often all the time? Because you forget. You forget. You've seen it. If you have little brothers or sisters,
yes.
You have seen your mom or dad tell them to do the same thing multiple times throughout the day. It's like, I just told you. Oh, I forgot. They're, you know, y'all, how many of you know what I'm saying is true? You know exactly what I'm saying is true. You know what's sad? It's teenagers, too. It's like, I just told you. Oh, I forgot. That may work when you're a little kid, but you're a teenager, people. You're a teenager. One day you're going to get a job, and the boss is going to come up to you, and he's going to say, I want this done.
Yes, sir.
And he's going to come back, and you're not going to have it done, and he's going to say, why didn't you do that? Oh, I forgot. He says, okay, you're fired. But I'll remember next time. Whatever, you're fired, okay? Learn to listen. Learn to listen. I challenge you to listen to everything I say tonight and remember it next week. And if you have to take notes, then take notes. There is nothing wrong with taking notes because it helps you remember. In school, they make you take notes, or they don't make you, but it'd be good to take notes. That way you remember what you're taught in school, okay? Heads bowed, eyes closed. How many of you read your Bible at least one day this past week? Raise your hand. Awesome. How many of you read it every day last week? Awesome. Look up here. Take your Bible, the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. It's a verse I like to quote a lot, especially with teenagers. And honestly, a lot of people can learn from this verse. I have to learn from this verse. We all have to learn from this verse. Philippians chapter 2. Look down in verse 14. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. The Bible says, read it with me, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Let's read it again. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Now we're going to shout all as we do this. Ready? Do all things without murmurings and disputings. How many things?
All.
How many things?
All.
How many things?
All.
You know, I even struggle with this. Because the Bible says do all things without murmurings and disputings. That means when you get tired and frustrated at the Walmart checkout lane, you still have to do all things without murmurings and disputings. That means when I get irritated with a teenager, just simply doing stupid stuff, not paying attention, giving their mom and dad grief, I have to be careful that I still do all things without murmurings and disputings. You know as well as I know that's hard to do. That's hard to do. But God gives us some things. He'll grant us some things if we do this. Father, I pray that you please bless the preaching time tonight. Help me as I preach. Be with our preacher as he preaches in just a little while as well. Help these teenagers to stay awake tonight. I know they're tired. But Father, I pray that you'd help them to stay awake and to stay alert and listen to all the preaching that happens this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand up. Sit down. Stand up. Everybody take one step to the right. Some of you need to know what the right is. Everybody take one step to the left. Everybody sit down. Everybody raise your right leg. Everybody put your right leg down. Sean, that was your left leg. Okay. Everybody raise your right hand. Say, I promise. To always love chocolate. All right, put your hands down. Raise both hands up. Put both hands down. Stand up. Turn around, face your seat. Kneel. Get back up. Turn around. Sit down. I want you to watch this. I want you to watch this. If I come up and I start poking him in the head, I start pushing him, honestly, he's not going to buck at me. But if his little brother comes up to him and starts poking him, he's probably going to go, don't mess with me. I got you. I've seen it. If he goes up and picks on Alyssa, he doesn't get away with it very long. But if I pick on Alyssa, I can survive because she's not going to crucify and kill me. I've seen brothers and sisters. I would go up behind one of you and tease you, and you think it's one of your siblings. And you turn around and go, oh, like, it's you. You ready for this? I can tell you to jump up and down and all that kind of stuff, and as long as everybody's doing it, you're okay with it. But what happens if I say, Emily, stand up. Emily, turn around. Emily, kneel. Hannah, come stand up here. Alyssa, shake her hand. Sheldon, smack David. No, just kidding. Okay. Let's sit down. If you're not careful, your authorities in your life will ask you to do something that rubs you the wrong way. And you will do the exact opposite of what that verse tells you to do. God says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. That means if your mom and dad come up to you and they tell you to do something, it doesn't matter if they told you 100 times that day to do it. You still do it. You obey them. You have a good attitude about it. Why? Because you're supposed to do all things without murmurings and disputings. You get irritated with an authority in this church and you get upset with them because they tell you you have to do something. They tell you you have to sit down. They tell you you have to pay attention. They tell you to put your book away. They tell you to put your phone away. They tell you to stop running in the hallway. They tell you to pay attention to the preacher because you're talking to the person next to you, and you get irritated and you get upset. And the reason you get irritated and upset because you're doing it while murmuring and disputing. Inside, you're thinking, man, I just wish they weren't my boss. If they just weren't in my life would be a lot better. That's murmuring. Or disputing. Inside yourself, you begin to think, well, I was right, they were wrong. I was right, mom was wrong. I was right, dad was wrong. I was right, preacher was wrong. I was right, bus captain was wrong. I was right, friend was wrong. What are you doing? You're doing things while murmuring and disputing. And God says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. How come a teenager will let me pick on them, but they won't let their own brother or sister pick on them? Why is it that way? Why is it that way? How come a teenager, they'll let somebody that's not their mom and dad tease them, but when their mom or dad try and call them a pet name, or their mom and dad try and tease them, they get irritated. They get short-tempered with them. They get mad with them. Hey, do all things, all things, all things, all things without murmurings and disputings. It's time you decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start practicing Bible. I'm going to start practicing Bible. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Now, if you'll look at the end of that verse, what punctuation is there? Now, you're teenagers. You're supposed to know that punctuation. What punctuation is there? That is a colon. That means there's more. God says there's more. Why in the world he's telling us to do all things without murmurings and disputings? You ready? Look at the next verse. That ye may be what? Blameless and what? Harmless. That ye may be blameless and harmless. I have seen teenagers and I have seen Christians, they go through life and it's like they have a great spirit about everything. The preacher can ask them to do it. They're like, yes, sir, I'll go do that. Their mom or dad will ask them to do something. They're like, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And they run over there and they do that. You know what? They are never blamed for anything that's going wrong. Why? Because they're serving and they're doing all things without murmuring and disputing. You know what? A lot of times that kind of person never gets in trouble. Why? Because you can ask them to do anything and they'll do it. You can ask them to serve in church and they'll do it. You can ask them to sing a special. They may not want to, but they'll do it. And they'll do it without murmuring. And they'll do it without disputing. You may ask them to play an instrument for an offertory and they'll do it. They may not like it, but they'll do it. They'll do all things without murmurings and disputings. You know what kind of person? Well, a person that will do all things without murmurings and disputing, the Bible says that you may be what? Two things. That you may be blameless and harmless. Say it. That you may be blameless and harmless. Say it louder. That you may be blameless and harmless. It's kind of hard to blame a servant, a person that's always doing right, for something that goes wrong. You know what I've found about a person that just serves with their whole heart? You don't have to blame them for anything. They take the blame. If something goes wrong with the bus routes, Brother Josh is the kind of guy that you don't have to point a finger at him. You know what he's going to do? He's going to sit back and go, man, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. That is my fault. That's my fault. You know what? When something happens in this youth department, I don't let the youth workers don't take the blame. Nobody else gets the blame. I take the blame. Why? Because that's what a leader's supposed to do. When something happens in this church, and somebody bucks up against the staff person at the church, do you know who takes the blame for all of it? Preacher. Preacher. Why? Because he cares so much about the staff and the people at Parkside Baptist Church. A person that will do things and murmur and dispute will always, listen to me, blame everyone but themselves. They will blame everyone but themselves. She's the problem. He's the problem. It's his fault. It's her fault. If they weren't in my life, I wouldn't have this attitude. If that didn't happen to me, I'd be better in life. If that wasn't said about me, I'd be okay in life. No, what you're doing things while you're murmuring and disputing. It's time you just decide, I'm going to clean up my life. I'm going to clean up my mouth. I'm going to clean up my mind. And I'm going to do all things without murmurings and disputings. A person that walks around blaming other people and bickering and complaining, guess what? They're not doing all things without murmurings and disputings. You come here, you look all nice, and you dress up for church. But I wonder, if we were to take and see inside your home, how are you really treating your mom and dad? How are you really treating your brother and sister? How are you really treating the relatives that come over for Thanksgiving that you hate? How are you really treating the people that you have at home? The Bible says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. It's time we start taking the Bible home. A lot of teenagers, what they do, they enact and they practice the Bible at church, but when they get home, they don't enact the Bible and they don't practice the Bible. And it's like they take the Bible and throw it out the door and they don't care about it anymore. Hey, let's decide we're going to take the Bible home. We're going to chew on it. We're going to meditate on it. And we're going to do all things without murmurings and disputings. Why? So that I can be blameless and harmless. Let's keep on going. The sons of God. Wouldn't you like to be looked at and go, wow, they remind me of God. They remind me of the Son of God. They remind me of a child of God. Why? Because their mouth is not full of complaints. Complaints. You complain about this and complain about that. Well, it's no wonder nobody ever accuses you of being a child of God. Next. Without what? Rebuke. Without what?
Rebuke.
Wouldn't you like it if no one ever had to get onto you? Wouldn't it be amazing if Brother Jonathan never had to come up to you and said, hey, be careful, what you're doing is wrong. Wouldn't it be great if Miss Heather never had to come up to you girls and said, hey, you need to go fix that. It's too low. You need to go fix that. It's too tight. You need to go fix that attitude. Hey, come here. Let's talk. What's going on in your life? Wouldn't it be great if nobody ever in life had to rebuke you? That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? But the reason people have to rebuke you is because somewhere in your life, you're complaining. It may not be outward. It may be inward. It may not be verbally to somebody else. It may be in your heart. It may be in your mind. Your mind is filthy towards that person. Your mind thinks bad thoughts about that person. Your mind just wishes that person was dead. Your mind just wishes that person was not in your life. Your mind just wishes that your brother wasn't here or your sister wasn't here. And what are you doing? You're complaining in your mind. And it's no wonder people are always having to get on your case. And you didn't even relate the two together. And I'll tell you why they're related. Because when you do all things without murmurings and disputings, God says you'll be without rebuke. Without rebuke. You won't have to worry about people getting onto you. Why? Because you're doing right. You're doing right. I've never seen anybody get onto somebody for doing right. The fruit of the Spirit is love. I've never seen anybody get onto somebody for loving somebody.
You're wrong because you love them.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. I've never seen people get onto somebody for having joy.
Peace.
I've never seen people get onto somebody because they have peace of God. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. No law. Stand up. Sit down. Why do you get so irritated at your mom and dad when they tell you what to do?
I'll tell you why, because you're doing things while you're murmuring. Inside you're complaining. Inside you're disputing. Inside you're saying, if I was my mom, I wouldn't do that. If I was my dad, I wouldn't make that decision. If I was the youth pastor, I wouldn't have done that. If I was the pastor, I wouldn't have done that. And it's no wonder you find yourself constantly in trouble. It's no wonder you find yourself where you're not being blessed of God. It's no wonder you find yourself where you're always, somebody's always making fun of you or pointing at you.
I'll tell you why, because you're not doing all things without murmurings and disputings. Look down at the rest of the verse. In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Doesn't that sound familiar? Look at the last part. Among whom ye what? Shine as lights in the what?
World.
Why in the world should we do all things without murmurings and disputings? Because you are a light. You're a light. You're supposed to be different. You're supposed to be standing out in the world. Look, we've got a crooked and perverse generation, and we're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be soul winners. We're supposed to have our dress different. We're supposed to have our talk different. We're supposed to have our hair different. We're supposed to have our language different. We're supposed to have our lifestyle different. Hey, we're supposed to come out from among them and be separate. Hey, the reason a lot of young people are not shining as lights is because they are complainers. They're complainers. A complainer murmurs and disputes. So I got a question for you tonight. Are you a complainer? Here's your test. Are you blameless? Are you harmless? Are you accused of looking like a child of God? Do people have to rebuke you all the time? Take the test. Are you shining like you should in this perverse generation? If you're not, then it's probably because you're a complainer. Let's look at one more verse. Holding forth the word of life, that I may what? Rejoice in the day of what? Christ. That I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Hey, so you know what happens when a person just simply decides, I am not going to be a complainer. I am not going to be a complainer. You can say, you know what? I have run, but not in vain. And I have labored, but not in vain. Hey, all this stuff, I mean, a big day like this where we had over 1,000 in church. And I mean, goodness, we had over 500 on our buses today. And you look at a day like today and you think, my goodness, we put so much into this thing. And you labored, but your labor is not in vain. But you listen to me. If you go around and you complain about a big day and you complain about this bus kid and you complain about that bus trip and you complain about this bus worker, hey, what you're doing, you're setting yourself up to labor in vain. You'll go back and you'll want off the bus route you're on. Why? Because you're a complainer. You'll go back to mom and dad and you listen to me. Here's how it works every time. Mom, I just wish I wasn't on that bus. Oh, really? Why not? You know what you've just done? You have fueled a fire with your mom. And now your mom's going to call the bus director and say, you know what? I don't want my little honey child on that bus. I'm the mother and I want them removed. You think I'm kidding, but that's exactly how it works. That's exactly how it works. Or you girls go to dad and, Daddy, I really don't want to be on that bus. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, your makeup's running, huh? Oh, okay. We won't make you go on that bus. Tell you what, we'll just let you go in the afternoon. I tell you what, we just won't make you go at all. You could just visit on the bus on Saturdays and never ride the bus. It'd be okay. Has that happened because you're complaining? Because you're complaining? Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. I told you when I started this message, guess what? I have to work on that too. I have to work on that too. If these adults are honest in here, they'd tell you they have to work on it too. It's hard to do all things without murmurings and disputings. But can I tell you what happens when you do that? You're blamed for being a child of God. You're accused of acting like Christ. When you do that, guess what? Nobody rebukes you. Nobody looks at you and says, hey, stop being happy. Hey, stop living godly. Hey, stop dressing right. No, nobody accuses you of that kind of stuff. Why? Because you're doing all things without murmurings and disputings. Hey, you're not blameless. You're harmless. You're accused of being a son of God. You're without rebuke. And then you shine in this dark world. Take the test tonight. Are you failing in one of those areas? If so, I challenge you, examine your life. Somewhere in your life, I promise you, if you're failing in one of these areas, somewhere in your life, whether it be inward or outward, you're a complainer. And we're supposed to do all things without murmurings and disputings. Well, I just disagree with my principal. Shut up. Oh, excuse me. Shut the opposite of down. I disagree with my teacher. They gave me this due date on this science project, and I don't have to do this. We're not even doing the science fair till next year. You complaining? Are you complaining? Stop complaining. Complaining is a sin. Stop complaining. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.